American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have just tons of information going on for you right now here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, a21r.com. And also you can email me, paul at a21r.com as well. We will get back in touch with you. Had a very, very good day yesterday. We have, of course, Sunday Slam, as we call it, when we started getting a lot of emails from people and text messages and so on. And it's been kind of an interesting weekend. A very, very interesting weekend. I heard from some people all. The big story for me this weekend was on three different occasions from three different parts of the state. People are wondering about, are these shooters, are these people all put up to it? They're all kind of like the same. You know, these false flag things. You know, they're pointing to things like the bombers, a false flag. You know, and then all of a sudden this guy just loses it and kills 11, slaughters 11 in Pittsburgh. God rest their souls. Yeah. All of a sudden that happens. And he's a real hater, apparently. He's yelling out as he's shooting at the police in a shootout. You know, I hate Jews. I want to kill Jews. He's saying these kind of things as he's shooting. To counter that, though, the report of an armed dad in a McDonald's where a masked shooter comes in and tries to kill people. It would have been a mass murder. It would have been a slaughter. The dad with the gun slays the perpetrator. No information on who the person is yet. We'd like to find out. Wouldn't you? But it seems to fit the MO of all the other mass murders, doesn't it? I know everybody says, well, they're just imitating others. Really? This has been going on in a systematic fashion like this for years. This is too systematic to be imitated. These people have some sort of specialized connection, if you will. I know it's Donald Trump. He's a connection. It's his problem. That's what these... I'm not going to replay. I listened to several of these things, these QE. You get these things that come in from other sources and say, hey, this is what we're seeing and playing. I'm not going to do that. I've had it, you know, the mainstream media, they're kaput. They're a big problem. Everybody says, well, we're bashing the mainstream media, so it's hate media. And of course, you're a hater because you hate them. And no, we don't hate the media. We hate what they report, which is the falseness of the reporting. We do not like that. And that's what we've been saying this for a long time. This has been years that they've been reporting fake news. And then when you really start digging into a lot of these folks, what's happening actually, not so much the fake news, is it they just don't do their homework and research the facts behind the stories. That's really, they don't. And so what happens, not only don't they don't, I don't think they have the skills and wherewithal in many cases to do that, as some of your gumshoe reporters might have. You know what I mean? So anyway, they get frustrated when they get called out on the fake news because they're not report. They're just readers. So here you have these readers. All they are is readers. They look cute. They're readers. They're on camera. They got legs. That's got to be gospel. And turns out the news behind what they're saying is not there. It's fake. It's contrived in many cases. And they don't even know it. They just read it. And then they have an opinion about what they're reading. Really? Real reporters dig for the facts in the news. And then they rely upon people who are always truthful. Like we have many, many, many citizen journalists who contribute to this radio show. And I can tell in a heartbeat who's going to be contributing positively in the sense of the truth. Like, might not like the news what's reported, but we'll tell you the truth. That's why Epoch Times, check it out. The Epoch Times in America. It is absolutely fascinating. It makes you want to pick up a paper and read it the old-fashioned way, because they produce a really good paper. And the reporters report the news. Shocking. And they do research. Really shocking. Really shocking. They just don't read. They just don't print what they're, the whole thing of transcribing now. Oh, we'll just transcribe it. We'll get a transcription for our reportage. And that becomes our reportage. Come on. That's not the way it works. But these guys really go out and dig and dig and dig and dig, and they find out the truth and the facts behind everything. It's a wonderful thing to see. So Epoch Times, we're not sponsored by them. They've done several articles on New California and will continue to do so. It's pretty interesting what they're doing, how they're doing. I mean, I was really shocked when I picked up my first Epoch Time several months ago and I started reading. I couldn't put it down. Because, this is the thing. What you're really missing out on back in the day when they did have real reporting, I think the Wall Street Journal kind of comes close to that, but they're pretty well bent up too. But back in the day, you had the news, you had the real report, and real reporters would dig really deeply into what's going on. They'd dig into the facts, they'd dig into what's happening. Go from there. But my point is that that's a long time ago that used to be that way. Back when we actually had Democrats too, which you could call a Democrat, someone who was civil for the most part, not a radical. A radical is like a Bill Ayers. Now everybody's a radical like Bill Ayers. Have you noticed that? They're all radicalized Democrats. And of course, with so many communists, known communists, blatant known communists in Congress and your state legislatures around the nation, in radical Islamic terrorists as posing as Muslim representatives. Of course, a lot of those are going to be run out of office for obvious reasons. Keith Ellison, anyone? He's not doing well in his race. I think he wants to be the attorney general. What is it, of Wisconsin or Minnesota? I think that's what it is. But that's not going to happen. Anyway, some other things, though. This is kind of interesting. Coming to California, coming on home to California. California, here I come. Right, as everybody leaves. Says San Francisco plan to sign up illegal immigrants to vote fails spectacularly. I think our own Chris Street reported this. Chris is going to be on the show this week, for those of you that... So is John Martinez. I know people have been asking. Now they come on my show and they get greatness. What's up with that? People want them back on. Boy, when are you going to have this guy? Well, what about me? Well, I don't care about. Well, I want to hear what he has to say. What do you think?
Here we go. Them to vote certain sanctuary cities like San Francisco is now opening registration for non-citizens to vote in local elections.
We are in the midst of a difficult national political context for immigrant communities, but in San Francisco, we are modeling what we know it is right.
But is it right? Here to discuss, executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society and host of the Chris Salcido radio show. Chris Salcido joins us today.
He's been on Agenda 21.
Okay,
radio.
So Chris, the way it works is if you are over 18 years old and you have a child in the schools under 19 and you're in the country illegally, you'll be able to vote in these local elections in San Francisco. What do you think about this idea?
Well, what could go wrong, right? I mean, foreign nationals voting in elections. When I first heard about this story, Steve, a couple of things popped into my mind. First, the Democrats just came up with their brand new slogan, well, their third brand new slogan for the 2018 election. What, for the people? Well, now we know who the people are, foreign nationals. The Democrats have been feigning outrage about interference in our elections for the past two and a half years, attempted interference in our elections. Now they're passing laws out in California, the Center for Left-Wing Thought, that ensures foreign interference in our elections.
Isn't that amazing? We're going to come back to and hear what Chris says. Chris has been on my show before. I can't remember, a long time ago. We might have him on again. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
A dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. Take the shortcut. Take the shortcut. a21r.com. Speaking about influencing elections, though, just before we get back to San Francisco, Mike Bloomberg gives $20 million to turbocharged Democrats' funding advantage. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg is giving Democratic candidates another $20 million, spotlighting the Democrats' huge funding advantage. Much of this, a lot of money is going into the 38th District, I think, down there. Dana Rohrabacher's seat. I guess they want him out like trout for him. No money for you, money for them. So that was reported here just the other day. It says Democrats are set to spend $143 million on television ads in House races compared to $86 million for Republicans, according to one analysis. And much of the unanticipated firepower comes from Michael Bloomberg. It says Republicans are complaining about missing donations from their usual backers in the nation's business groups, despite President Donald Trump's support for tax. One of those groups is the Congressional Leadership Fund, a business-run super PAC, which, oh, Paul Ryan uses to raise funds. Ah, no Paul Ryan for you. Mm-hmm. This is a tough environment for Republicans. Yeah, all right. The final leg funding advantage comes from the Democratic candidates who raised more money than GOPs. Right. In a stunning record-setting third quarter, Democratic candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives raised nearly $250 million for their respective races in the Center for Responsive Politics reported October 17th. Despite an incumbency advantage, Republican candidates located $111 million. Wow. The New York Times cited the Illinois GOP Randy Holtgren, saying Holtgren's Democratic opponent, Lauren Underwood, raised $2 million in the last quarter alone while he took in $455,000. Many business leaders strongly support much greater immigration. And they have backed away from the GOP because Trump's pro... it's very telling here. The bottom line is they support greater immigration. Business leaders do. And they have backed away. So in other words, that's why they're going to the Democrats. The business leaders who get the advantage of the taxes, right? Trump's policies, if fully implemented, would reduce the inflow of new customers and renters. Oh, now we're getting to, oh, you mean that's really the case? Huh? That's really the case? And the answer is yes, that's really the case. Many business leaders strongly support much greater immigration. Says, for example, Bloomberg's companies use the H-1B-1 program to import roughly 1,000 Indian and Chinese college grads since 2014 for jobs that would have otherwise gone to American college graduates. Ah, this is all Paul Preston's been telling you this on Agenda 21 Radio for a long time now, right? Here it is. This is the essence. These otherwise would have gone to American college graduates. See, this is the process where they get rid of American citizens and bring in illegal foreign nationals. And Bloomberg's right on board with it. And so is the business community. You know, that's part of the problem. Also, pro-Trump American immigration policies have prompted professional class Democrats to up their donations. Trump's low immigration, high wage policies are a problem for wealthy Democrats because they raise the income and status of blue-collar Americans by reducing the inflow of replacement migrant workers. Many of those subservient migrants workers are hired for service sector jobs such as dry cleaning and busing tables in Democratic leaning coastal cities. Really? The absent business support for the GOP was noted October 7th in the New York Times. This is where it comes down to it, isn't it? This is where it comes down to it. A lot of Mitt Romney donors are doing nothing, said one New York financial expert. The GOP has been greatly aided by some wealthy businesses, including casino operator Shelton Adelson. We like Shelton. We like him a lot. But let's get back to this argument, which is interesting. The voters in San Francisco, Chris Salcedo, Conservative Hispanic Society Director, been on Agenda 21 Radio, I might add. Here we go.
Story, Steve. A couple of things popped into my mind. First, the Democrats just came up with their brand new slogan, well, their third brand new slogan for the 2018 election, what, for the people? Well, now we know who the people are, foreign nationals. The Democrats have been feigning outrage about interference in our elections.
Note his terminology, foreign nationals. I wonder what radio show leads the way in making that pronouncement. Just saying.
For the past two and a half years, attempted interference in our elections. Now they're passing laws out in California, the Center for Left-Wing Thought, that ensures foreign interference in our elections. This is absolutely insane.
Well, a question a lot of people looking in are going to have, Chris, is, all right, if you're allowed to vote in the local election, what will keep you from voting in a federal election?
Well, you know that they have very lax voter laws out in California. And as soon as it catches on in San Francisco, guess what? L.A. is right behind. Here comes San Diego. Here come the other population centers out in California. And, Steve, in my mind, if they persist on giving foreign nationals a voice in selecting our leaders, I think California ought to be punished. There's a couple of ways we can do this. If they persist in this activity coming up in the 2018 election, I think that Congress should refuse to seat any of their representatives, whether they be Republican or Democrat. And if they continue to persist in this illegal activity, that their 55 electoral votes should be thrown out in the next presidential election in 2020.
Do you think this is going to catch on across the country?
Not across the country. In California, absolutely. If as long as they're allowed to get away with it, left-wing extremism lives out that way. Again, it's San Francisco, which is becoming known being the feces, the human feces capital of America, along with hypodermic needles strewn everywhere. Liberal policies don't work. But look, foreign nationals must not be allowed to vote for our leaders in American elections. It's that simple.
Well, right now they're going to try it in the local elections only. Let's see where it goes from here. Chris, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend down in Dallas.
And the answer to all this is New California. Yep, New California. That's the answer. New California. NewCaliforniaState.com, of course, is the website. But New California is the answer. We'll stop all that. The New California will not have illegal foreign nationals voting in elections. Just will not happen. So Salcedo really has a point, doesn't he? He really does. He really has a point. So there are some things that will not happen in New California. Voter fraud. Voting by illegal foreign nationals will not happen, period, end of subject. There will not be inducements. There will not be enticements for voter fraud such as what you see in San Francisco. The DMV will not issue driver's license to illegal foreign nationals. Just won't happen.
Weird. sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Voter fraud in California.
Doesn't exist. Of course it does not exist in California.
Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty good report there, my Mr. Salcido, about what's going on in California. The voter fraud, of course. The stuff that really matters to people is whether or not there's going to be a fair election in California, and there's not. I found it very interesting that he was talking about punishing California, taking away their 55 voter, members of the Electoral College, 55 of them, not seating any of their representatives. Maybe they would seat new California state representatives instead. What do you think? As a compromise. I'm serious. I mean, listen, when we talk New California around here, we are serious. We're playing on that stage, folks. And, of course, much to the chagrin, of course, of Jerry Brown and folks, New California is really actually happening. All you need to do is check out newcaliforniastate.com and look at what we've done with the government of New California already. Look what we've done. And look at the last resolution that we passed. Need I read this again? I have enough gumption to do it right now, actually, and I think I'm going to. So don't get me going, right? Don't rock this boat, because we're rocking. The participation rate, the number of the things that are going on right now for New California is stunning. And I'm telling you, you're not hearing a lot about it right now, except for little old me on the radio. But and also our representatives out in the field, the excitement is building. And it's building in weird places. Listen, it's building in the most liberal places of California, believe it or not, for New California. Now, the rule is we're not taking the liberal parts of California. It's not happening. And the problem that they have, why it's not happening, is not that they're liberal, Republican, current, whatever, it's population density. Because the bigger battle that we have to fight is population density, urban versus rural. That's what this is all about with New California. We're setting the record straight, especially when it comes down to things such as, Reynolds versus Sims, the court decision there. We will be taking that on. We will be destroying Reynolds versus Sims. As soon as it starts to settle up, and it will, it's going to. Absolutely, it is going to. This is what people don't quite understand, is that with New California, what happens is we get some just incredible stuff. We get so many advantages, no longer bound by the Constitution of California. Which has just been absolutely crazy. Absolutely, absolutely crazy, right? I mean, think about it. I bring this up all the time. Driving at home, they have an 11-month legislative cycle. No wonder they have so many laws. They're given the opportunity to pass more and more and more and more and more laws. They're self-serving. That came out in 1966. 1966, that was the time in which they brought in the, quote, professional legislators. We had to be professional legislators. And that brought in the 11-month cycle. Just a little change in the Constitution. Before that, it was only 2 months per every 2 years. You can see where it's gone. It's a straitjacket on everything in California. That's what it's led to. And, of course, everybody's saying it's all by design. I say it's all by design. It's pretty obvious it's by design. A lot of people might not believe that, but that's true. It's absolutely true. But living in the squalor of what is right now, San Francisco, I think is very, very telling, because most people don't even know in the squalor of all this what it's like. You know what I mean? They just don't know. They just don't have a clue of what it's like. But there is a clue. there's a clue for you about what it's like. And squalor in California is over the top. And it's getting worse. It's clearly third world in some parts of California. Clearly. And New California will solve that. That's why I say the advantages to New California are just absolutely stupendous, and that's why you cannot stop the machine that we have that's starting to really take over many, many kinds. I want to get back to the liberal portions of California that are now embracing this New California movement. And, yes, it's the Bay Area. I mean, I've told you the stories that go on with the various people that have called me from San Francisco. And still calling me from San Francisco. And now we're going into San Francisco, and we're finding out there are people that want out, they want help. And down in Santa Cruz, as an example, everybody says, that's just a huge liberal bastion. Santa Cruz. Stay out of Santa Cruz. Why? Have you looked at Santa Cruz on a map? Now, my urban versus rural thing comes out. It's all rural. Except for Crazy Town, you know, Santa Cruz. And you see Santa Cruz. It's all crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, I tell you. So, people are joining forces from those areas, though, with us on a daily basis. But I'm telling you, the conversations we've been having with the liberals in so-called liberals that are converting. Say hallelujah, brother. Yeah, there's a conversion going on. And they are doing a job. They want out. They look at it. It's kind of like you talk about the walkaway movement. I don't know what happened with him on Saturday. By the way, I think our phone lines are going to be operational tomorrow. Maybe Scott's back from Hungary and Florence, Italy. I didn't call him today. We'll get him on the show tomorrow, though. I wanted to give him a few days to get. They were suffering from jet lag. Oh my God, jet lag. You know who likes jet lag, right? Anyway. So, anyway, we're going to be talking with him tomorrow. What? Okay, I'm sorry. Things are flashing across the screen. News stories, they want our attention. And we're just not giving them our attention, I guess. But we are now. Anyway, so New California and the people that want to get in are really going crazy now. Because they're realizing there's no out here. Unless you, there is New California. And that's why I say with this story that we just heard from Fox News, I find it very, very compelling that having Fox News report on this in the fashion that they did was absolutely, I think, excellent for New California. Because we are going to be the change that they were talking about here. We've got the article up on Agenda 21 Radio. You might want to check it out. 821R.com. Incredible stuff. But it means New California can save the day, and we're going to. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow pop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Democracy and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And your donations make a big difference to New California. So please donate to New California State at newcaliforniastate.com. Press that donate button. And recurring payments of $5 and $10 and $20, $25 go a long way. We do believe that we are not going to be out seeking, you know, vast sums of money from various interests like George Soros. We would decline in a heartbeat any notion of that, and we put it out very, very clearly to his nonprofits. Don't even attempt it. Not going to happen. We're not going to take the money. That is a fact. So, but others, the fight for freedom and liberty is real and big time for New California. Real and big time for New California. And to demonstrate that to you, something I think is worthy of your attention in regards to New California. And it was what we did last Thursday night. And I think I read it to you on Friday, but so you understand clearly what we are doing here. You know, I'm going to read you the article that we wrote about the convention, about what happened there and the follow-up reconvening. We have another two more reconvenes, as we call them, for New California, and to clear off the business that we had originally established on the 6th, the 5th and 6th of October. And this is the headline. It's on newcaliforniastate.com. Restored California resolution passed by New California State. The New California State Legislature reconvened their second constitutional convention October 25th, 2018, to take up unfinished business from the October 5th and 6th, 2018 convention. When the convention ended on October 6th, there were several items of unfinished business that needed to be approved. New California State President Paul Preston announced at the end of the convention that there would be at least three additional follow-up meetings to finish the legislative schedule before the official closure of the second constitutional convention would be officially closed out. The additional meetings will be conducted electronically, which has been the past practice of all the statewide meetings. New California State is the first and only state startup to use the internet to conduct official state business electronically. But you didn't know that. The first internet state. That's us. There are three important issues facing the new California state legislature, which the additional meetings will resolve. The first is the issue of a new assembly speaker. Jennifer Spears, the Stanislaus County chair and assembly member, resigned after the first constitutional convention, July 21, 2018, as the speaker. Spears agreed to serve as the speaker for the first session of the assembly to help establish the new California State Assembly. And she did a fine job, by the way. She stepped up and volunteered being in the meeting and watched this whole thing transpire. She was selected and elected, and she made it very clear that did not think it was going to be able to pan out to all the way through, but we want to thank her for her stepping up and volunteering for that, but she did not want to go beyond that particular meeting, and so she did resign, and then nothing nefarious with the resignation. That was just what she said to do, and she did it. And she became the first assembly speaker, and we were very grateful she did. But she immediately was replaced when her resignation by myself, Robert Paul Preston, appointed Contra Costa Assembly member Liz Ritchie. And Ritchie also serves as chief of staff to President Preston, and her appointment is temporary until the assembly votes in a new speaker. So that business has to be finished. The other business, of course, the second item in the resolution is to approve the outline for the new California State Constitution, the outline, the framework for the Constitution, and is titled by articles. New California State members have been meeting and discussing the structure of the framework, and they will be presented for both the Assembly and Senate to approve or deny. If both houses agree, the constitutional framework will move forward for a joint resolution vote before both houses. And the final item before the new California legislature is the Restored Government of California resolution. And the resolution calls for the establishment of a restored California government in anticipation of the California state government could or could not fulfill its responsibilities due to acts of insurrection. The resolution follows a similar resolution passed by the West Virginia government in 1861, which created the Restored Virginia government. The Restored California government resolution passed both the Assembly and the Senate and was approved as a joint resolution. So, that actually took place, and that happened, and we're almost out of time in this segment, I think, but I'm going to blow through the commercials, maybe not, but the resolution, I can quickly get through that, I think, maybe not. It says, therefore, let it be resolved in the event of the failure of the state of California to carry out the functions of a state government, and or if the President of the United States of America should declare an insurrection exists in California state and exercises his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in the California state, the new California state government acting on behalf of all citizens of California will establish a restored California government. The restored California government will consist of an executive branch and a bicameral legislative branch of government. That's the resolution. Just in case there's insurrection in California.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yeah, you can go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and read for yourself the entire content of the resolution. Also visit our new pages that we have on governance for New California, and shows you how we've passed resolutions, five, six of them. Four right now, and there's two more coming, at least maybe two, maybe three, actually, that will be coming. But it's actually happening. We're governing ourselves. You know, we've always said that we have to govern ourselves first. We have to show the world we can govern ourselves. And we're doing that. In fact, right now, we're making a proclamation to the President of the United States. We're sending it off to him. This is what we want. This is what we think we will do. We are doing this for you. For all of you American citizens out there living in the United States, citizenship will return as an important function, an asset of what's going on in this country. I think it's important that citizens be citizens after all, right? Well, you know, citizenship does have its privilege. I'm sorry. It does. And I think granting anybody who comes to this country the same rights as citizens, but actually extra special rights, you know, the moment we started doing that, which is, of course, with all the agendas that all the different, different races and creeds and all that stuff, racial identity politics and identity politics, all that gave everybody extra special whatever citizenship rights that opened the door for non-citizens having all the same rights as a citizen, and they don't. A non-citizen cannot vote or should not. It's illegal for them to vote in an election. But, you know, if a county or a city or whatever decides, oh, I'm going to let non-citizens vote, well, that's a problem. That is a problem. Because if one does it, then what's to stop another, and then to stop another, and then to stop another? And then they're now superseding the Supremacy Clause, which says that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And, of course, it outlaws it there. And it's outlawed in all states, except in, you know, California, crazy, loony San Francisco, where feces run supreme, running the streets with needles. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.